Guess where I have you guys again? In my titties. I should stop saying that because it doesn't sound right. I'm driving to Starbucks. Oh my god, I almost hit my fucking trash can. Has been unbearable. Oh my god, it's gonna flip over. Oh my god. Oh, it didn't flip over. Good. Fantastic. Why did my brother put them there? It's not where they go. Actually, you know what? Bring the trash cans inside, because I almost hit them with the car.
Okay, I'll do it right now.
Okay, bye. Sat down to write. And the notebook was unbearably wide. I'm so glad I have you guys in my boobs right now, because there's a cop and he can't stop me because I don't have anything in my hand. So I got in an argument with my mom like the day before yesterday. Because my ex-mother-in-law bought me... What the fuck are they doing? My ex... I have right away, sir. Jesus. My ex-mother-in-law got me, like, this really nice, really, really nice set of knives as my housewarming when I moved into my house. And ever since then, like, my mom just keeps borrowing them. And it's the most annoying, infuriating thing in the entire world. She, like, doesn't ask. Like, I wouldn't mind if she asked to borrow things, but my mom doesn't ask to borrow things. And so, the day before yesterday, my mom works at a grocery store in the produce department, and so she, anytime that they put stuff on sale, like, she buys produce and she brings it to me. Like, she'll bring me avocados and stuff, like, which is really convenient, honestly. And so she came over the day before yesterday to bring me some avocados because they were on sale. And I thought, I came downstairs and I was like, oh, it's you, because she has a door to my house. And she's like, yeah. I got you some vegetables. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I went back upstairs. So I didn't know what she was doing, but she said she was going to do something in the garage because she has, like, some storage at my house. And then later on, I went downstairs. I was going to make chicken. I was going to cook chicken. And my knives were gone. And it pissed me off so bad. Like, I didn't even eat. Like, I was so fucking annoyed. I also had other things going on as well. Like, I was... almost broke up with my boyfriend, and so, but it was just, like, enough. Like, I was like, I'm over this. Like, I'm not doing anything, whatever, I don't care. And then, oh, the line at Starbucks isn't long today. Fantastic. And so, what is this person doing? Why are you even driving a border patrol truck if you don't know how to fucking drive it?
Callous and cold and just unbearably white. Baby, I love you.
This person tried to get in front of me. Stupid. Anyway, so, I have to get, like, 3 copies. So, okay, so I'm just gonna tell you guys the story while I'm in line. So, it just pissed me off. So then later I called her and I was like, hey, where are my knives? She was like, I don't know. And that's another thing that pisses me off about her is, like, I know she's bullshitting me, but she doesn't tell me, like, oh, I took them, I didn't ask, you know? And so I was like, where are my knives? She's like, I don't know. So I got in my car and I drove to her house and I was like, where are my knives? And she's like, did you come all this way? And I was like, yes. And she had the knives. And I'm like, okay, why do you say you don't have them then? She's like, well, why do you get upset? I'm like, because I'm asking you. So we got in an argument. And then she was like, take your knives. And I was like, no, if you're Barnum, that's fine. Just fucking ask for once in your damn life. Like, seriously. And so I left. She hasn't talked to me since. She didn't talk to me yesterday. I called her and she didn't call me back. So I know she's butthurt about me going to her house and demanding my knives back. So as a gesture of good faith, I'm buying her a coffee and I'm going to take it to her at work.
But she don't know me.
My God. What did he say he wanted?
I met her in the summer, started with a kiss, and she felt so good that I had to flutter wrist. 2 days in, and I wanna have a kid, and she told me she belonged to the city, and a boy, wear a wig and a cig, just to smoke away your tears, and I wanna learn about her fears, and touch her rear. I think a lover came
to... You guys are gonna listen to me order.
For compatibility.
Thank you, Richard. Is Starbucks helping me help you today?
Hi, can I get a venti, soy milk, latte, iced?
A venti iced latte with soy milk, for sure. What else can we get for you today?
Can I get a pump of vanilla, and then can I get, an extra shot of espresso in it?
Yeah, for sure.
And then it's gonna be a, grande mocha frappe.
A grande mocha frappuccino?
And then a grande, white chocolate mocha.
Alright, let me go and put that in for you real quick. Is it a white chocolate mocha frappuccino?
Yes,
or
please.
Or just a regular white chocolate mocha?
No, frapp, please.
What was that?
A frapp, please.
Alright, you got it. Let me go and put that in for you.
Okay, thanks.
Alright, and it's going to be grande as well, right?
Yes.
Anything else for you today?
Yeah, can I get, can you give me a banana nut bread and then a cheese Danish and that's it?
For sure. Did you want the banana nut bread warmed up?
No, it's okay.
Alright, anything else for you today?
That's it.
Okay, so it's 2484. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sweat for me. Where do I go? Oh.
So yeah, I'm going to go take her coffee at work. Hopefully she's not too annoyed with me to grab it, come get it. I need to open up my Starbucks app.
Where do I go?
Ew, why is there a bug in here? Disgusting. One time there was a mosquito in my car. And it was under the driver's seat and I wanted to kill myself because... Actually, you know what? I'm going to put on some old songs. Oh, I don't want to listen to Daryl Hall. Hall & Oates. Ew, what is this bug doing in here? It's like a baby fly or something. Was it oh, the Starbucks app. Do, 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 do.
I've been crying, ooh, ooh, for you. Keeps me crying, baby, for you. Sighing, baby, for you. So don't hurry. Come on, see about me.
Actually, I'm gonna listen to some musicals. I don't know why I put this on.
I've given up my friends just for you.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna listen to old jams now because I wanna do a musicals sing-along again, but I just got a new microphone and I'm gonna do that when I get home. Yesterday was a lot of fun because I have on the Discord server, I had two of my very good friends in the community on voice chat yesterday. Totally wasn't planned, but it was a lot of fun. Sky and Lust, this fucking idiot fly, just get out of here, dude. Yeah, I had Sky and Lust on the server yesterday, Ew, what is that? Oh, it's on the outside of the... I'm just being attacked by all these nasty bugs here. Disgusting. I had Lust in Sky on the server yesterday. We were on voice chat for like a good like 3 hours. It was a lot of fun. And we got deep. We talked about relationships. We talked about the community. We talked about audios. Talked about how we're friends. Talked about how we became friends. It was a lot of fun. Oh my God. Dude, this little fly is gonna die in here if it doesn't get out of here. Like, seriously, I will kill it. I'm not kidding. Sometimes when I kill bugs, I think, like, what if that's, like, another person that was reborn as a bug and I'm killing it, right? But at the same time, I'm like, you don't have to be a nuisance to me. I got a woman way over time that digs on me. I have this friend, who used to be really obsessed with Game of Thrones. Breaking Bad. Give me money when I'm in need. Oh, fucking bug. Way over time. Oh yeah, I have this friend who was like really into Breaking Bad. For a really long time. We've been friends for a really long time. And so now that I'm watching Breaking Bad, I think about him all the time. And so I texted him this morning and I was like, I just started watching Game of Thrones. I mean, God, why do I keep saying Game of Thrones? I just started watching Breaking Bad. It makes me think of you. And he was like, oh, that's cool. What episode are you on? And then I told him that I'm on the episode. I'm barely like 6 episodes in. I'm on the episode where Walt goes to Tuco and demands $50,000, and Tuco says no, and then he blows up his office, and then he gives him the $50,000. That's the part that I'm on. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's about to get lit. And I was like, oh, cool, nice. And he's like, I told him, I was like, we should cook meth together. And he's like, I failed chemistry. I was like, so did I. And he was like, then we can't. And I was like, yeah, but Jesse was bad at chemistry and he made meth. And he's like, well, yeah, because he had Walt as his mentor. And I was like, do you know anybody that's good at chemistry? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, can they mentor me? And he was like, are you okay? And I hate myself because that was a stupid, stupid conversation. I have to pay and get the coffee, so. Oh my God, am I too far away from the window? Oh my God, what if I'm too far away and she can't reach? The Starbucks is like always super busy, always. No, it's okay.
We're gonna have this ready for you soon. Did you need a drink carrier for today?
No, it's alright. Okay. Should I have gotten a drink carrier? No, it's fine. I performed this song in like 5th grade for a talent show when I was in Catholic school. Thank you. What if my mom's not even working?
Soy
white vanilla latte.
Thank you.
Your mocha frappuccino and your white mocha frappuccino.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks. Do, 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 do. Shit. I'm literally driving with a coffee in my hand right now. Damn, this. The drive-thru line is so fucking long. Like, longer than it was when I got here. Okay. I'm gonna have to figure something out with this coffee carrier. How to carry the coffee, carry the coffee. I don't know, Breaking Bad has always been one of those shows that, like, everybody talked about, and I was like, because I'm one of those people that if, like, somebody talks about a show a lot, it just makes me not want to watch it, which is exactly what happened with Game of Thrones, and that was a fuck-up on my end, because I remember thinking, like, a lot of people look at Game of Thrones and say, like, oh, I don't give a fuck about dragons, I don't want to watch a show about knights, and then you watch it, and you realize it's so much more than that, like, it's really not about dragons at all, you know? So that's my biggest thing that, like, turned me off to, watching Game of Thrones was that I wasn't into that type of shit, you know? And then I got into it, like, I literally watched it. I feel like Game of Thrones, though, you have to get through, like, the first season. Oh my god, the person in front of me is driving, like, 2.5 miles per hour. Oh my god. And the person next to me will not let me get in their lane. Fantastic. Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking follow this person home and ask them why they drive so fucking slow. Seriously. Oh my god. So that's exactly what happened to me with Game of Thrones. I'm gonna get in front of this person. A bunch of people would talk about Game of Thrones and I was like, I don't wanna watch that. And then I did, and I was like, oh, okay. I see you, HBO. I see you. So that's kind of, like, I know Breaking Bad isn't that type of show, like, where it looks kind of shitty. I'd always thought it would look really cool, but I just never, like, could commit to watching another, like, really long show. I'm barely in, like, about to finish the first season, but I know that, like, the first season, I think, is, like, the shortest of all the seasons. So, I'm in for... All right, but I'm really excited. I mean, I like it so far. So that's nice. I really enjoy it. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl. Gone too far, because you know it don't happen anyway. Say money won't get you too far, get you too far. Don't you know that it's wrong to take what is given you so far gone on your own? I really want to go see Aladdin, but I don't because, like, the genie just looks sus as fuck. Are any of you guys gonna go see Aladdin? I heard the movie, like, is, like, really bad. I don't understand why they even felt the need to remake that movie, especially after Robin Williams died. Like, I just feel like they set up any actor that took that role on for failure. Because, like, Robin Williams is so fantastic as the genie. I just don't see how anybody else can make that work. Is she not here? Remember this when you can't feel pain. Oh, she's here. Okay. Ooh. You guys want to know something? My mom sounds just like me. So if I was, like, to call her right now on Bluetooth, which I won't because she'll probably say my name. If I were to call her right now, she probably, you guys would be like, oh, yeah, you guys sound alike. But my mom sounds a lot alike me. I'm going to have to pause you guys and then come back.
I've returned. She's coming out to get the coffee, so... Which one is hers? What is this? White chocolate. And then this is... Mocha frap, okay. Honey, money don't get you too far, get you too far. I don't trust that my mom will say anything not incriminating or anything, so I'm gonna have to, like, pause you guys again. Just while I drop this off. Okay, you guys are going to be paused again, so give me a sec. I'm actually glad that I didn't leave you guys recording, because the first thing she said as she came out was my first name. Anyway, she didn't seem to be in a bad mood, which means she's not mad at me anymore, which is nice. I have right of way, sir. Please don't look at me. Also, I was talking about my DNA test for some of y'all. This is so funny. So, there's this, so I got DNA tested last year. And, I was really surprised and pleasantly surprised by my results. I don't know if I've ever talked about this before. But, like, my grandfather was the first in our family on my dad's side to be born in North America. His father was a French soldier who ended up staying in Mexico. And, so, who ended up just, like, I guess immigrating to Mexico or whatever. And, so, and my mom's family, we thought was, like, very Spanish, because my mom, most of, like, the last names in our, on my mom's side of the family are all, like, Spanish, so we all thought we were, like, me and my dad had, we thought that I was gonna be, like, broadly European, like, that my test was gonna come back broadly European, so when it did, it came back 24%. Spanish and Portuguese. So in, and it tells you on your DNA test how much DNA is from what family member, like from what parent. So on my dad's side, I was 24.1, I believe, percent Portuguese and Spanish, and 18% French, plus, like, I think, like, 2% Ashkenazi Jew. And then on my mom's side, I was, like, 43% Native American and, like, 4% Sub-Saharan African and, like, 2% Asian. And I remember when I saw my results, I was really surprised because... I always, like, have been really proud to be Mexican, but to have it, like, written down, like, to have a test show that, like, my roots run, like, so deep into Mexico, like, 400 years, was, like, so, such an experience for me. And I remember I saw the DNA test and I, like, cried like a baby. Because I was so happy and I was so excited. And I remember, like, when I told my parents my results, the reason that I actually got DNA tested in the first place was because my brother had to have a kidney transplant. And my aunt on my dad's side, she died from kidney disease. So I was, the reason that I did the test was because I wanted to find out if I carried it. What is this? Oh. I wanted to find out if I carried the gene. It turns out I don't. So, I don't know what this is. So that's actually why the purpose of me getting DNA tested. And then I remember when I told my mom my DNA results, she was like, "That's, it's not real." I was like, "What do you mean?" She's like, "It's not, you really believe that they DNA tested you? Like, it's not real. They just bullshit you. They're not real tests." And I was like, because I feel like a lot of people say that. And I was like, it is real. She's like, no, it's not. It's not real. Like, they can't prove that. Like, does it show that anybody else in your family has been tested? I'm like, well, no. She's like, well, that's because they can't match it to anybody. It's a fake test. And I was like, what the fuck? So then, like, a few months ago, like 2 years ago, I went to, when I used to have, I don't have a Facebook, but when I used to have a Facebook, I remember I one time was on Facebook and I saw that there was another girl on Facebook who had the same name as me. And I remember clicking on her page and we had a lot of friends in common. And she was very pretty. She had like strawberry blonde hair, but it was like long, full lips, like white skin. She's very pretty. And I remember I was like, who is this? Because I had a lot of friends in common with her, but they were all family. So I figured she was one of my family members, but she had the same first name, same last name. And then I just like, it was whatever. I just like clicked on her page. I never added her anything. And then so like 2 years ago, I went to visit some family in a different state. And they're family members on my dad's side who my dad hadn't seen them in like 15 years. And so his kids went together with him to visit them. And I remember when he introduced, like, oh, this is my daughter, said my name. One of his family members, one of his cousins was like, oh my God, you're the famous blah, blah. And I was like, what? And she was like, my daughter has the same, you guys have the same name on Facebook. She was like, and we kept saying, oh my God, that there's another M on Facebook. You guys have the same name. And I was like, oh, that's your daughter. She was like, yeah, but that's not her last name. She just doesn't like her dad's last name. So she put my last name on her Facebook. But like, we always thought it was funny because there's two of you. And she's like, and it's so weird because looking at you now, she's like, somebody had mentioned that you guys looked alike and on Facebook. And now that I'm seeing you in person, you look like my daughter. And I was like, what the fuck? And then like her family was like, yeah, you do. You look a lot like her. They were like, how old are you? She's 21. And I was like, no, girl, I'm 27. And they were like, really? I was like, yeah. But they were, and I was like, where is she? And they were like, oh, she'll be here later. She didn't show up that day. But we ended up staying with her, that aunt. And then that night, her daughter came in the next morning, showed up while we were having breakfast. And we met each other, we shook hands, and she was like, oh, I've seen you on Facebook. And I was like, I'd seen you too when I had my Facebook, but I wasn't sure you were. And then I was like, so is your name exactly mine? She's like, no, I have a different last name, but I just have that on Facebook. And I was like, that's funny. What song is this?
When you pick up your front door, how you gonna come?
I love this album. It's The Clash, if you don't know who it is. Anyway, so we were introduced to each other. The difference between us, though, we did look alike. When I saw her, I thought she looked like me. But she was chubbier than I was. And she was, like, chunkier. Very pretty girl, though. She was very pretty. And she was a little shorter than I was, so you can imagine how short she was. But we did. We looked alike. We both had red hair. Both had big eyes. And so it was funny. Like, we laughed about it because we looked alike and we had the same name on Facebook. And so fast forward to when I got DNA tested. When I got DNA tested, on 23andMe, it'll show you, like, other people that share your DNA. And I remember my mom kept saying, like, it's a fake test. It's not real. It's not real. And then, like, a couple months ago, I want to say, like, in March, I got an email from 23andMe that said that I had a family member who was a second cousin. And I was like, what? So I went on there, and this girl was on there. We were matched together through DNA. And so I thought it was funny because I was like, if it's fake, then how did they match me to her, you know? And on, like, 23andMe, she has her real name. So it's a completely different last name. It's funny, though, because her mom... Because I have... M is actually the initial of my middle name. I go by my middle name because me and my mom have the same name. So I've always... I grew up, like, going by my middle name. But her mom's name is my first name. and her name is my middle name. And so it was just weird. And so she, we were matched through our DNA on 23andMe, and she sent me a message, and she said, like, hey, do you remember me? You know, like, everyone said we looked alike. It's weird that, you know, like, this is crazy. I didn't think that I would be, like, I would find you on here. And I was like, yeah, like, it's crazy that, you know, like, we actually have, it, you know, in match that we dared share DNA. So I remember I told my mom about that, and she was just like, I guess. But, yeah. And then I had another person who, like, added me, who showed that we had, like, family members in common, and then they asked me if I knew, like, where in France my great-grandfather was from, and I said yes, and I told him, and it turned out that, like, my great-grandfather was his great-grandfather's brother, and his family's from Peru, which is crazy. So it's diamonds are forever. Like, it's only, like, four generations back. But, like, in those four generations, like, his family, like, went to Peru, you know, and now I have distant relatives in Peru. So it's crazy, like, how DNA works. Not how DNA works. That sounds fucking retarded. That sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever said. That sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever said. That's my lisp voice. That sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever said. Like, it's crazy how DNA works. But it's crazy how, like, you know, your family spreads. I don't need love. And then also, like, my stepmom, I bought her and my dad DNA test for Christmas. And she, her father had a brother who was given away at birth because his mother was a teenager and she wasn't married. So it was, like, not acceptable in that, like, that time in Mexico. And so she gave away her baby. And they never found him. Like, they looked for him and they tried to track him down, but they could never find him. And so, like, her grandmother died without having met her firstborn again. Like, she never met him again. And so she called me a couple of days ago crying because she said that she had been matched with someone on the Ancestry site. And they messaged her and asked her, you know, like, what her father's name was. And then she said this, and they said, oh, my father's name is this. And she was like, oh my God, your father was given away at birth. And she was like, yeah. And my stepmom was like, yeah, I'm the daughter of one of the kids that your biological grandmother, like, went on to have. And it turns out that they don't live that far away from each other. So she was, like, crying and saying that they want to meet each other and stuff. And I thought it was super cool. So, like, I know a lot of people have, like, hesitations about being DNA tested. Like, the fact that, like, they can track you down by, like, your DNA or whatever, whatever. But, like, I mean, I haven't committed any crimes, so I'm not really afraid of that. I mean, I hit a cop car one time when I was drunk, but, like, I didn't get arrested. God only knows what I'd be without you. I have to, like, vacuum my room. Last night, I washed my duvet and my duvet cover, and I fucked up because I turned my duvet, I don't know why I did this, I turned my duvet inside, like, outside, like, the right way, right? And I zipped it up and I threw it in the wash, and I've done this, like, two or three times, and I stupidly forgot to leave it open, like, to leave it inside out, because it gets, like, all these fuzzies on the inside. And so then yesterday when I went to flip it over so I could roll my duvet back into it, there's fuzzies everywhere. And it's, like, all over my carpet. It's a mess. It literally looks like it snowed in my room, so I have to vacuum up the room. And then I also want to do a sing-along with my new microphone connected to my computer. I've never recorded on my computer before, but I think I'm just going to, like, run GarageBand and then record on there. I don't know if GarageBand will be able to handle, like, a 35-minute audio. I don't know.
know something about love. You got a honey pin, you got everything to your love. Tell him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell him that you're never gonna love him. Tell him right now.
Anyway, about love, and. What else do I have to do? I'm gonna do my nails today. I'm really excited because I haven't done my nails. I always get my nails done. Like, I usually always have long nails, but I haven't had them. I do myself. I taught myself how to do it myself, and I have, like, the UV lamp and everything that I bought before I lost my job, and so, like, I do my own nails. And I hadn't done them recently because my index fingernail, like, broke after I took the nails off. For, I guess, like, my nails were really, like, sensitive because I had to, I took my nails off, and it broke underneath, like, where the nail line starts, and so I had to let it grow out, so I could redo them. So I'm probably gonna do that today. I'm really excited about it, because I miss having long nails. It's been probably, like, a month and a half that I haven't had long nails, so I'm really excited to do them. Oh my god, I'll probably do my sing-along while I do my nails. That's gonna be fun. And,
tell him that you're never gonna leave him. Tell him that you're never gonna love him. Tell him right now.
If you guys didn't know this song, it's The Exciters. Cried to the song so many times. If you've never listened to Rumors by Fleetwood Mac, please do yourself a favor and listen to that album, because it's one of the best albums ever made. Same with, no, not, I don't think Superstitious is on this album, but Songs in the Key of Life is one of the best albums of all time as well, by Stevie Wonder. I don't know why people sleep on Stevie Wonder, because he's a genius.
You made me cry when you said
goodbye, ain't that a shame?
You guys don't know why this song is on this playlist? When I was a kid,
when the truth is found,
now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day his woman ran off with another guy.
Hit a young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy.
So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon.
Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His arrival, it seemed, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy.
When I was a kid one time,
who called himself Dan? Where in the next room?
Why was I gonna tell this story? Oh, okay. Why this song is on the playlist? When I was a kid, after my dad and my mom got separated after my dad left us, there was a, in their court order for, like, visitation, there was a clause that was added on there for my mom, because my mom's anal as fuck, that said that any time that I left, that I visited my dad, when he dropped me back off at her house, I had to be wearing the exact same articles of clothing that I was wearing when he dropped me off. when he picked me up. And so I remember this weekend, like, I went through this phase when I was really, I think I was, like, maybe, like, 11 when this happened. When I was, like, 11, I got really obsessed with panda bears. And I remember the San Diego Zoo had, like, a really big, like, conservatory for, like, panda bears. And so my dad picked me up for the weekend, and he had a surprise for me. He took me to San Diego Zoo. We went to San Diego. We went to Legoland and to the San Diego Zoo, and we saw the pandas, and I was really excited. And so my dad had to drop me off at my mom's every Sunday by 8 p.m., or my mom could call the cops, and my dad would be arrested and for violating the court order. And so we were running super late because we were coming back from San Diego, and my dad ended up dropping me off at my mom's house, even though I wasn't in my clothes that I was wearing on Friday. And he was like, it's fine, it's fine. So he, like, he dropped me off and left, and then my mom flipped out, and she hit me with the belt a few times, and then she told me to call my dad. She was like, call your dad and tell him that he needs to come pick you up because I don't want you in the house if you're wearing those clothes. This is the how I grew up. And I was calling my dad over and over and over, and he wasn't answering. And I just, like, was like, shit, like, she's gonna flip out. And so I remember it was raining really, really hard, and I was wearing jeans, tennis shoes, a t-shirt. I think it was, like, a panda bear t-shirt from, like, San Diego Zoo. And that's it, literally all I was wearing, and a hoodie. I had, remember, I don't know why, but I had the hoodie wrapped around my waist. Of course, by the time my mom dropped me out. So she put me in the car, and it was raining really hard and thundering. She put me in the car and then drove me to my dad's house. And my dad at this time lived in, like, a private, like, a gated community. So you couldn't get in without having someone buzz you in, or, like, having the code at the front desk. At the front door, at the front gate. And I kept calling my dad. He wasn't answering. And so my mom proceeded to leave her 11-year-old daughter outside the gates and leave in the rain. And I didn't have an umbrella or anything. And she left me out there. And I remember I was out there for, like, a good, like, 3 hours, crying in the rain, waiting for someone to come by. I remember I was just sitting there. For some reason or another, my stepmom came out, and she was buying milk, and she saw me outside. And I just remember she was coming out the gate, and I recognized the car, and she put her car in park. And there's another car coming out after her. She put the car in park and got out of the car crying and was like, oh my God, what the fuck is happening? She took me inside, and I was sick for days. I had a cold, and they called the police, and they filed a restraining order. And my parents ended up going to court and all this stuff, and I remember I had to live with my dad and my stepmom for, like, a few months after that. And they went to court and all this stuff happened. Anyway, so when I was living with my dad, my dad used to always take me to, like, Hollywood Video and, like, Blockbuster, and he was one of those people that would buy, like, the VHSs. And so he would always get me, like, DVDs and stuff and VHSs. And I remember I had seen October Sky in school, and I thought it was such a good movie, and I really liked it. And so my dad bought it for me on DVD at, like, Hollywood Video, because I asked him to buy it for me. And I watched it probably, like, 5 times a week for, like, a whole, like, month. It was really shit. It was, like, so weird. I don't know why I was, like, so in love with that movie. But that's why that song reminds me is in October Sky. This one.
You made me cry when you said goodbye.
Ain't that a shame?
If you've never seen October Sky, you should, because it's a really, really good movie. It's about the Rocket Boys. A very young Jake Gyllenhaal and Laura Dern and that. Very good movie. But yeah, that's why. That was a straw. That's why that song is on the playlist. But yeah, that's a story from my childhood. Anyway, it's really hot in my car, and I need to go inside, so I'm gonna do that. And I hope you guys have a really great Friday. I hope you guys have a really fantastic weekend. Please make good choices. I will be recording tomorrow. And Sunday. So if you're still waiting for your recording, I will have that to you this weekend. I will also be recording my 12-time audio probably tomorrow. I do plan to have one more exclusive out for you guys. I'm trying to go for 4 Patreon exclusive audios per month. So I do hope that within the next couple of days I can record another exclusive and record another early access audio, because I want to have, going forward, I want to have at least 3 early access audios on Patreon at once and have 4 per month. And yeah, so that's what's going to happen. I hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. And yeah, thanks for listening to this messy ass fucking ramble. Anyway, yeah. Bye.